As I was saying, you're the co-founder and CEO of Vice Media, started in 1994 as a punk magazine, now reaches over 200 million people a month. Why do you think that young people watch your stuff?
Well, I think every generation there's a changing of the guard in media. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, in news especially, you know, when we started news, everyone said young people don't care about news. They don't care about international news. Mm-hmm. And in fact, they do. And so we're the largest and fastest growing news platform on the web. And so, you know, we just said, let's go out there and let's talk to the president and let's talk to, you know, people about what's really going on.
Do the old media companies ever come to you and say, how do you do this? How do you get people to care?
Yeah, well, all the old media companies want to buy. I'm not a sellout yet.
But you're in the market.
I still own the company. Look, you know, the thing is everybody's looking at us because we're hot and we're new media. We're new media, not old media. Mm-hmm. And we have the demo that everybody wants, which is millennials. And, you know, we're just trying to do what we're trying to do.
You've done reports from North Korea, Iraq, Sudan, Libya, Afghanistan. When you see some part of the world just dissolving into chaos, how long before you start booking plane tickets to go there? I mean, do you say, like, look, there's going to be a story here. Let's be on the ground so we can meet the people so we're ready when the story happens?
Yeah. Well, generally, we're there already. I mean, if you look at Syria didn't just happen. I mean, Syria's been happening for the last, you know, 3-4 years. And so we have before, we have during, we have after. Mm-hmm. We try to not follow a news cycle. Yeah. You know, the story continues. You know, obviously, when we embedded with ISIS, you know.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you get off a plane and say, we're looking for ISIS, please? Is there, I'm sorry, what GPS do I put in? Like, how do you get someone to, like, bring you to ISIS? What's the question you ask?
Well, we asked them. We had a Palestinian filmmaker who we'd done stuff with in Palestine. And we said, you know, we'd like to come show the caliphate, show the state. Mm-hmm. And we just pressed record and put it up there. And, you know, we were the only ones to do it to date, and we're going to try to go back and show it again. But because we're non-political and we just say, hey, we're going to go show what's going on, they let us go.